If you have worked hard to wildfire-proof your residential property, it will lessen the risk. But only a little. That's because if your neighbors don't do the same thing, and their houses go up in flames, it's likely that yours will too. That's despite your diligent fire-smarting work removing dry plant debris, moving your woodpile away from your house, cleaning dry leaves out of your gutters, removing flammable patio cushions, cutting down conifers and creating a 1.5 meters non-flammable zone around your house. The alarmingly rapid wave of flame that vaporized houses in the Fort McMurray, Alta wildfire in 2016 illustrates this. Because the safety of your house does not depend on your actions alone, it is unlikely that your insurance company will reward your individual fire-smarting efforts by lowering your individual premium. But there are two companies that are experimenting with this. BCAA will give homeowners a $100 discount on their insurance premium if they complete an assessment certified by FireSmart BC. If the homeowner then follows the recommendations of the assessment specialist, BCAA will give them a further rebate of 5% per year. BCAA is one of very few insurance companies responding to wildfires in this way. We only serve BC, and we have very deep understanding of what's happening here, said Victoria Pau, BCAA's Community Impact Senior Associate Manager. It's important for us to step up and help our own communities right across the province to be more prepared for wildfires, and offering a discount to incentivize them to action is one way for us to get them to do that. The national insurance company The Cooperators does something similar. A Fire Smart assessment and/or residence in a certified Fire Smart community, as defined by Fire Smart Canada, will earn the homeowner at $90 premium deduction. The cooperative works in other ways to support Fire Smart education across the country. If we have one home that's fire smarted, that's good news, says Michelle Laidlaw, Associate Vice President for the National Home Portfolio at The Cooperators. If we have 10 homes that are fire smarted, it's even better. These kinds of insurance premium deductions are rare because even though your insurance policy is about you, the risk is about the community around you, according to Michael Curry, the Western Canada Director for the Fire Underwriters Survey, a Canadian company that advises insurance companies on various aspects of risk. This company's wildfire risk measurement system has been upended in the past decade because of the increasing frequency of hotter and larger wildfires, says Curry. The Insurance Bureau of Canada reports that insured damage in 2024 caused by extreme weather events exceeded $8 billion nationwide, surpassing the previous record of $6 billion in 2016, the year of the Fort McMurray wildfires. The 2024 total is nearly triple the insured losses from 2023 and 12 times the average over 2001 to 2010. Previously, the Fire Underwriters Survey's data was mostly about risk and emergency response to fires that start in and around urban buildings, and insurance policies took into account such things as the availability of a fire department and the ability to respond. They did not take into account flames or embers encroaching at blinding speed from the outside, like in Fort McMurray. Our data weren't really adequate for these new types of events, Curry says. Essentially, it's a different type of event. By the time it actually interfaces with the community, it's already much, much larger. Therefore, communities have to ramp up their fuel management and their suppression capabilities, he says, and insurance companies want to see this happen at a significant scale. Curry said his company is developing a new classification system that rates a community's vulnerability to wildfire in terms of the exposure to forest fuels as well as urban fire protection infrastructure, separation between buildings, and the changing nature of response times as evidenced by Fort McMurray. The key is wildfire fuel mitigation, he says, including prescribed burns, fuel treatments and creating fuel breaks, to defend against fire entering the community. Also, communities need to assess their capacity to respond to a wildfire and to start legislating for greater separation between buildings and for the use of non-flammable building materials. The company is designing its system based on a document entitled National Research Council Wildland Urban Interface Guide for Canada. His company is not interested in measuring the fire smarting efforts of individual properties, Curry says. It's the community-scale interventions they are interested in. He says insurance companies are just starting to think about this new wildfire reality, and his company's new wildfire grading index will help them do this. The study of neighborhood-wide risk and how it could affect insurance costs is in its infancy, he says. Fire Smart Canada runs the Canada Neighborhood Recognition Program that allows communities to be certified if they have carried out certain mitigation efforts, but these efforts are limited to holding Fire Smart events, investing $2 per capita annually on neighborhood Fire Smart efforts, and submitting an annual report to Fire Smart Canada. Curry calls this program a step in the right direction, but the requirements are so minimalistic that it has an extremely limited impact on the risk. Certification does not even mean that any Fire Smart activities have been taken across the entire community, only that those efforts have begun. And it certainly does not require any action toward R such things as reducing the combustibility of building materials, Curry says. Now that being said, I still think it is a great program because it helps communities to get off on the right foot towards meaningfully managing their risk.